Welcome. It's time for another Midweek Mini. We have so much to chat with you guys about today. And this episode is sponsored by our friends at CardPointers. They have a fantastic new update. If you heard our Monday episode, you already heard some about all of the new features. Check out CardPointers. And we are so grateful they sponsored this major episode.
Yes, we are. We love CardPointers. And now it is time to get into the topic of the day.
We have a ton of news to get through today, and it's a lot of fun changes.
Yeah, it is. Big things on the horizon. We're kind of enjoying this news roundup thing. There's been so much news lately. It seems like this might be a weekly thing until things slow down a little bit.
Finally, so much good news. I feel like there was a lot of kind of rotten news in the points and miles world the first half of this year, and now we are just rocking and rolling. It seems like all kinds of new fun perks are popping up for all different kinds of cards. Today, if you are a Chase Sapphire Reserve or Reserve Business cardholder, then get excited because there is definitely a great change to your benefits.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I do not have this card, but you guys know we dug into this card and it's refresh recently. And what I'm thinking is like, maybe they had a little backlash. Like yep. People were like, this is not worth what you want us to pay for it now. And so they're like, oh, let's just sprinkle some extra on here.
I think they didn't want the Amex Platinum and Platinum Business refresh to steal their thunder, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you guys didn't catch Monday's episode, make sure you go back and listen to that. We dig into the Amex Platinum and all the new goodies that come along with the new annual fee.
Yes. Okay, so here's the big change you need to know about. It has to do with that $500 The Edit hotel credit. Before, they gave you $250 twice a year. So you had one January to June, and then you had a second $250 July to December. They changed it. Starting January 1st, I should say, it goes into effect. The timing goes away. Instead, it's just two credits, two $250 credits, but you could use them both in the same time of year. It should be noted, or as a reminder, that this is on a two-night or more booking. So it's not for just a one-night booking. It has to be two nights or more. You get a $250 credit, and now you can use that, bam, back-to-back if you want.
Yeah, which is very, yeah, it's a great idea. I mean, we say all the time to make two separate reservations if you're splitting something with a friend and then link them together. I don't see why you couldn't do the exact same thing with this is, you know, book two nights using one credit, book two nights using another credit back to back. Once you get to the hotel, say, I booked both of these. Please combine them so we don't have to move rooms. I don't know why that wouldn't work and wouldn't trigger the credit. The other thing that they've added is a new $250 hotel credit. Now, this is specific, like the edit, it has to be booked via Chase Travel. It also has to be two or more nights, and it's for specific chains. So it can be used at like IHG, Virgin Hotels, Minor Hotels. There's a list. You can look up the list. Those are just to name a few. But it's just a straight up $250 a year credit. I mean, I can see that being super valuable for an IHG stay. Those are pretty reasonable cash rate hotels. So this Absolutely. Could easily cover a two-night stay for you. And we think that these count towards status. So like, you know, if you're working on and hitting a certain amount of nights at an IHG or whatever, it sounds like this will still give you qualifying nights for those stays with these brands. So that's great.
Yeah, very good news all around. If you're interested in either one of those cards, we will have a link in our show notes. Okay, if you're not a Chase Sapphire Reserve person, but maybe you have a Chase Sapphire Preferred, there's this exciting little promo going on with something called the Infatuation. I had never heard of it until this promo came out. I think in my mind, I liken it to something like Resy, which we have kind of come to love Resy with the credits we get with Amex Gold and now Amex Platinum. I think it's a similar vibe where there's certain restaurants that participate in the Infatuation. It is a dining situation. So what the promo is, if you go to a restaurant that participates with the Infatuation, and your bill is $150 or more, so you're living large, having a real nice meal, then you get a one-time $75 statement credit. So it sounds like a fantastic date night opportunity.
Absolutely. Now, this is only in limited cities. There's only 11 cities on the list. Washington, D.C. is one of them. St. Louis is not. Womp womp. But, you know, maybe I'll just pop over to Chicago and have a $150 meal. Probably not. What I don't like about this.
Fine steak, girl. Fine steak and a glass of wine. I'm
super hungry right now. What I don't love about it is, rather than being like Resi, where you just like spend $50 on the gold and you get that whole thing, you do have to hit that. It's like a 50% off coupon, essentially. So you have to hit that $150 mark. And so it's not quite as good, but it is just a little promotion. It's not a card benefit or anything. So if you are already going to be vacationing in one of these places and eating in one of these places, and realistically, if you were already going to spend $75 at any of these 165 restaurants, you might as well just double up, get a lot of to-go food or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm thinking it must be some pretty nice restaurants where you can spend money quickly. Mm-hmm. This promotion runs until October 16th, 2025. So it's just until October 16th. The cities are New York City, Chicago, LA, San Francisco, Seattle, Houston, Boston. Ooh, if you're going to Boston in the fall, you'll be able to use it. Love that mm-hmm. for you. Dallas, San Diego, DC, and Miami. So if you're near any one of those cities or maybe traveling there within the next few weeks, then this is a cool opportunity.
Yeah, you just have to make sure that you go in and link the account. So you will have to make an Infatuation account and then link it to your Chase Sapphire. That's pretty easy to figure out how to do that online, but you need to make sure you do that. Don't just show up to a restaurant like Resi and think you can just use your credit or use your card and trigger the credit, because it's not quite that easy.
Yeah, I agree. I do wish, I love that with Resi, you can use it multiple times. You know, it'd be so mm-hmm. nice if this credit in the next month, if I went more than one time and didn't spend all of the credit the first time, I could do it the second time. Doesn't appear to be that, like our beloved Resi credits, but still a cool option.
Yeah. Absolutely. Another note that's not necessarily news, but something that we discovered thanks to our listener, Julie, who emailed us, is that apparently, you guys remember, I've talked about the Hawaiian card at length, a couple different things about it. First was like, oh, yay, I got this card. I only have to spend $2,000 for 80,000 miles. And then the second thing was, surprise, I didn't read the terms and conditions. I actually have to spend $2,000 plus $5,000, and they split it into tiers. Then it was, oh, surprise, these trackers are tracking at the same time, which means I only have to spend $5,000 total for these 80,000 miles. Okay, that's a little bit better. Come to find out that out there in the world, some of these are giving you the 80,000 miles for only $2,500 in spent. So that's close to fantastic. My original thought. Yes, it is. It's kind of back where I almost thought it was at the beginning. So I personally did not get that. I have two trackers that are tracking. One is tracking a $2,000 spend. One is tracking a $5,000 spend. I get 50,000 miles for hitting that first tier. I get additional 30,000 for hitting that second tier. 80,000 total, 5,000 in spend. But our listener, Julie, sent me a screenshot of her tracker, and there it is. Only 2,500 needs to be spent, and she will earn 80,000 miles. So look for that out there. Make sure you're clicking through and reading when you're applying for this card. We do not have links for this card, but they exist. And so I would just do your due diligence as you are searching, because that's a great offer, and you have still till the end of September to get that card.
Okay. That's one that is constantly in my mind. I'm mm-hmm. like, I can feel the timer counting down, and I'm like, oh, I need to get this one. I should get this one. No, don't. No, yes, yes. I mean, I've been going back and forth in my head over that card for so long. Now, I will say, we'll get to it in a minute. We're going to save it for the end, but I did strike on a card. We talked about analysis paralysis last week, and I did choose a card.
She did it.
Finally. But before that, okay, good news. If you are a Southwest flyer, if you are hoping to get the companion pass for 2026 and 2027. A brand new card offer just came up. The personal card that had 100,000 points offer, that is over. No more 100,000 rapid rewards offer. But now there is a 120,000 point
so crazy
rapid rewards offer. It is insane. It is for a business card, the Southwest Rapid Rewards Performance Business Credit Card. Now, this is not for the faint of heart. It does have a $10,000 minimum spend requirement in the first 3 months, which is high.
It is.
And its annual fee, yeah, it's high, is $299. It does come with some good perks, but when you think of what you need to earn to get a companion pass for up to 2 years, theoretically, this one card alone makes it possible.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of crazy. You would get this card timed strategically so that your 3 months would end in January. A couple things are going to happen. So you have to be careful with your timing on this one. If you want your dollar spent to go towards a 2 year companion pass, those would have to be spent in the new year. But we don't know how long this offer is going to be around for. So my best course of action would be to wait till near the end of the offer to open this. They will give you plenty of time to tell you when the offer is ending. Open this card, and I would spend maybe half of the spend in this year to get yourself started on it, so it's not too much all at one time. If you held off and spent $5,000 in the new year in January, you would receive 120,000 miles for hitting your spend. You would receive $5,000 for the spend you put on the card. So that's 125
minimum.
That we're at. Minimum.
If no
it
multipliers.
Could be more. Right, exactly. And then you get 10,000 companion qualifying boost points. So you don't actually get to use those points, but they go towards your companion pass. So that right there puts you at 135. So it truly is a one card sign up bonus. And that's pretty wild. And to be honest, if they make any kind of sweeping announcement, which I know they would give us notice for, saying, you know, companion pass changes in January, you could just hurry up and finish your spend before the end of December and have a 1 year companion pass. I feel like there are ways to do it. Even if you have to get creative on the shopping portal to get a few little multipliers here and there, do a few referrals, easily a one card sign up bonus here. The real question is, how many of us have $10,000 that we can spend in 3 months?
Yes, it is a high minimum spend, but it seems like a great option. Again, we don't know when this offer will end, but hopefully it will be around through most of October. So I personally, if I was doing this, I would look till the very end of October. Really, I mean, if as long as they have this offer out there, yep, I would look towards the end of the line right before it goes away. And that is when I would strike on it.
Yep.
To try to give myself a little more time in January, because you have 3 months from when you open it to meet the minimum spend. And you really want that 3 months to overlap with January into the new year, because companion pass qualifying points are done by calendar year. So if you are new to this, if this is confusing, the reason we're talking about January is because you want to earn your welcome offer and get it applied to your account after January 1st, so that it counts for the qualifying year 2026. Because once you earn enough points, say it's 135,000, that's what it has been, then you will earn that companion pass for the whole rest of 2026 after you earn it, hopefully in January, and all of 2027. So there's a lot of information out there on details about how you earn the companion pass, but that lays it out for you. And we wanted to make sure people knew about this offer. It's a business card, thankfully, too. It's not a personal card, so it doesn't take up a 524 spot. It's a really great opportunity and something to think about.
Yeah, and you can actually hold two of the Southwest business cards. Now, they can be a little picky, but it's different than the personal. You can only hold one of their personal cards. But if it's been more than 24 months since you have earned a Southwest business bonus for a card, then you could look into doing this again, even if you're still holding one of their other business cards. You wouldn't even have to cancel necessarily to do this. You might want to for annual fees, but it's not necessary.
Yeah, yeah. I am into downgrading and canceling a couple things to get rid of some annual fees. I am down with that. Okay.
Yes.
Let's do a drum roll for my new card, because we told everybody I couldn't decide. I wrestled with it. I wrestled with it in my head for so long, and I finally made a decision.
And you largely made your decision, I think, motivated by an episode that they haven't even heard yet, that they will hear on
Monday. It's true. It's true. An upcoming episode. I decided to apply for the City Strata Elite. I am now a proud cardholder of the City Strata Elite, not necessarily because I actually wanted the other cards a lot more, I feel like, in my heart. But I used my head and I didn't let impulse get the best of me, because I have a trip in mind now. We talked about on our analysis paralysis that I was struggling because I didn't feel like I had a trip destination in mind. And I like for my travel plans to inform my decisions on which credit card to get. But I now have a trip destination in mind, and that is Norway. I am so pumped about it. My family is on board. I showed my kids. I started just searching on Instagram, just videos of Norway, reels about Norway. My son watched about 2 seconds of one of them, and he was like, I'm in. Yep, I am in for that place. That looks great. So in Norway, there are really no Hyatt hotels. There's really not any IHG hotels. I mean, it is limited as far as the major brands go. But Choice Hotels is the right fit for Norway, which you will hear more about next week. This is a teaser. We actually probably have more than one Norway episode coming up.
Yep.
Because it's so beautiful. Everyone's going to want to go there once they learn more about it or look it up. Choice Hotels is a transfer partner of Citi, and the ratio is 1-2. It's also a transfer partner of Amex, of Capital One. And I have Amex and Capital One points in miles, but it's 1-1. With Citi and getting this new card, 80,000 Citi points, thank you points, is going to turn into 160,000 Choice Hotel Rewards points. And that is going to help make Norway possible for our family. So I'm pumped about it. I'm digging into the credits. I've already figured out I'm going to double dip. I'm going to use some of them before the end of this calendar year so I can use them again in the new calendar year. And then this is not a card that I probably intend to keep long term. I have a feeling I will end up downgrading it. There are some downgrade options. But for the first year, I'm pumped. I'm going to get value out of it. And I'm just thrilled to have chosen something.
Yes, and I am thrilled for you. It's a good feeling to be working on a sign-up bonus rather than in that paralysis state or in a regret state for a card that you realize you didn't actually want that badly. So guys, you are not going to want to miss Monday's episode. Like, if this gave you a little bit of a teaser, you're going to walk away from that episode just jaw on the floor about what's possible with Choice Hotels in Norway. It's pretty magical. So that will be Monday. And as always, you can find links to any of the cards we've talked about in our link in the show notes. It will take you to a page of our favorite cards that has all of our links listed on it. That's on our website. And anything else we've talked about, you can find. Our card pointers discount is there too. We appreciate you supporting the show. And don't forget to like and subscribe if you haven't done that yet. That is such a great way to show the algorithm that you're listening and that you're having a good time with us.
We love you guys.
We sure do. And we will see you here next time.
If you enjoyed this show today, please consider writing us a review or clicking 5 stars wherever you listen to your podcasts. And please subscribe and follow along so that you never miss an episode.
You can follow the podcast on Instagram or YouTube at Wonderland on Points Podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Family Travel for the Win with the number 4.
And you can find me on Instagram at Points to Wonderland.
If you're thinking about getting a new travel rewards credit card, consider using the links in our show notes. Using our links helps to support us and keep our podcast going so we can provide you with all the latest tips and tricks when it comes to traveling on points.
And if you aren't sure which card is right for you, shoot us an email at wonderlandonpoints@gmail.com and we would be happy to walk you through a free card consultation. That's also a great place to send us all of your comments and questions. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you here next time.